They come by the thousands to see one of Italy's most beloved saints, Padre Pio of Pietrelcina. His body, in seemingly good condition, exhumed last month and now on display to mark the 40th anniversary of his death.
Padre Pio is without a doubt the most famous wonder-working saint of the 20th century.
A Capuchin monk from southern Italy, Padre Pio is credited with tens of thousands of miracles and is believed to have lived with the stigmata, the five crucifixion wounds of Jesus Christ.
He was also believed to be able to bilocate, that is, to be in more than one place at once. In fact, there are Allied bomber pilots during the Second World War who insist that they saw Padre Pio in the skies above Italy when they were on their bombing runs.
The basilica that houses his tomb in remote Puglia is one of the most visited Catholic shrines in the world. Padre Pio is no doubt revered globally, but holds a unique position in the lives of Italians.
He was subject to dozens of different investigations by the Vatican, by the local diocese, also by his own religious order. Some people thought he was a fake. Some people thought he was a fraud. And actually, I think that's part of his appeal to Italians, you know, who have sometimes a kind of ambivalent relationship with the authority of the church. They see in Padre Pio someone who walked in their own shoes, who can connect with their own suffering.
Padre Pio died in 1968. It was Pope John Paul II that set him on the path to sainthood. The Vatican ceremony in 2002 that finally made Padre Pio a saint drew one of the biggest crowds in recent memory, 350,000 Catholics. Church officials in San Giovanni Rotondo liken this year's celebration to that of the Olympics, a grand event. Proof of that in ticket reservations, nearly 750,000 so far. Jennifer Eccleston, CNN, Rome.